Hello.
Hey, sorry. Basically, the login that I sent you for the health cameras is Rebecca's login for Eagle and it's just for Eagle, whatever.
Right.
You can look at the registry to see if someone is certified HHA or PCA.
Right.
But when we hire an aide, one of the things that when you can't say enough to download, go to the caregiver database.
Okay. Okay.
The main caregiver database.
Okay. Okay.
You'll see the first from the top, the first five aides. Those were existing aides, but have attached the downloads from the registry. If you open one, you'll be able to see. I finished the first one. Gatsy, you know what? Let me send you a link, a row ID, a second. Open this link.
Okay.
Have attached Suzanne Rowe a document.
Second. Hello, Thomas. Does that have the
eight? Jose Okan.
Ah, Ubenach. Okay, Chabas. Okay, so I found number one before.
I put an attachment.
Okay.
This is from the website that I sent before. Basically, I can look on the especially from the login from the agencies. Anybody, you can look someone up. So if you scroll on this document, you can say, to type, set up the home health aid. So it's listed three times. So basically, Vechas training school given in 1988, 2013, 2023. If they're a PCA, you'll see on the type, Einstein personal care aid, Einstein home health aid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the list of agencies he's worked for. This came to an agency that into the list. Basically, they have a website which is on this registry. When you can look up someone, and then you can register them for your company. So eventually, when someone's I get a login, if, when we actually hire an aide, we'll have to add them to the registry. So there's a record that they worked for us,
from
specific date we put in. In the company, the legal company name is the Central Independent Care. That's what we're going to register them. So I'll tell you what, just so I can get, I told Avi yesterday that we added 47 applicants and 30 of those are certified. Yet, echt meint das, when they 30 are certified, and 10 are not even certified.
Right.
The only way you can really know is to look them up on the registry. So I think what you should do now, go through the entire report. So how's the 52A?
Check if they're certified.
Yeah, check if they're basically, all these days is in a PCA, in a HHA.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Second. If you go look at Bridget Hall of the main sheet, Ein Aid Inted Jose Okan. If you look at her attachment, you'll see that she's a PCA and the HHA. Intertype type Ein Personal Care Aid and Stu 2 Home Health Aid. PCA expired, Nishmaina. Home health aid does expire. But if you see an aid has both, then mark in a smart sheet as an HHA. Home health aid is maybe a PCA.
Okay, so I should mark her as HHA. But if she didn't work in the past 2 years, I should mark that PCA,
It's just getting references within 2 years. Perhaps because if you're not going to reach out to an HHA, she worked for 7 years ago.
Right, but it's still active, I guess? Mine has basically been a if she didn't work in the past 2 years as a home health aide, I don't think,
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't think it's active. For some reason, I can't see the attachments for the aides.
The Castagene attachments?
I can't see the attachments.
Smart sheet?
Yeah, of the main database. She could love Joe's, whatever. Jose and Achzen is the attachment.
This is Jose. Let me
Jose.
Get used to the Spanish.
I was looking to explain those.
Nice. Okay. Well, the Spanish are the J's and an H. So Jose. Was there still any clues of attachment?
I don't see anything. She blank. There's drag and drop files. I don't see the actual files.
Okay, so select. So
when I go to all, I see. Okay, I see now. Okay, let's see. Okay. So
my guy going down the gun to list and make sure they update the ADC PCA, whatever. But if you finish the list, let me know.
Okay, and if they're not certified, I think for them as ACD class needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll do that. Okay.
Bye-bye.